HQ.
Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train.
Listen, I was born by the river. Just like this river, I've been moving ever since. You know I've been moving since the day I was born. Life is a game, it just made for fun. I don't need nobody, you know I don't love no one. Yes, I'm a mover, baby.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello.
It has just gone 9 o'clock. It's a Sunday night. You're in tune to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And what time is it? It's the right time for the night train here on Sheffield Live. I think that's probably it for me.
That's it, you're done.
Yeah.
Spent.
Yeah, listeners, I did the first link. Yeah, I'm quite tired tonight. I'll level with you. But my radio voice sounds good, so...
Yeah, it's never stopped us before.
It hasn't, has it? Yes, I've had an apple to try and rouse me.
Yeah, it's got some moisture in the mouth.
Yep. So yeah, we're ready to rock. It's the Night Train here, going till 11 o'clock.
Classic show.
Yes, standard business, no theme.
Some new, some old.
Yeah, all old from me. Nothing. The newest thing I picked, I think, was 2014, which for the Night Train, maybe.
That would still consider post-millennial.
Yeah.
You're like, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, that'll do. If you've been tuned in recently, it's been a few weeks off, as usually happens in the summer. You kindly said when we were getting out of the car today, we didn't have to do the show tonight. but here we are. We don't like to leave the listeners. If anyone did tune in last week, you would have heard a really good mix that we put out from Sad Eagle. Some really good tunes.
Yeah, what was last week again? Oh, yes, I was on the camping expedition.
Yes.
I was actually technically back, but it would have been a bit much for me to go. And you were post-tramlines?
Yes, post-tramlines.
Yeah.
12 venues hit. Asked to leave, well, not asked to leave one queue. Decided to leave one queue. Sadly curtailed. The night was curtailed, probably at the right time, but I got hiccups. And everyone was like, well, how drunk are you? I'm like, well, I'm not. It sounds worse than I am. So we decided to call it a night. Yeah, so tonight it's just me and you picking tunes that we like, giving shout-outs to people that aren't listening. But if you are listening and you want to shout-out, get in touch. TheNightTrain.co.uk on Blue Sky. If you've got our number, give us a text. We might see it, we might not. Yeah, any sort of theme, or not theme, but kind of any hints on for the listeners on the layout?
Hints? Oh, to be honest, it's quite a deep selection this week, as you alluded to earlier. But I'd say the more tempo stuff is coming in this set.
Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like Ah! say I got to make it all. Yeah, I want more. Sometimes some people say, if you don't have, I'll get it on you. I'll say,
darling. that's all I know. I want you, honey. Ooh, I told you it's a long, 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 long time. All right, it's all right, it's all right. Walking back home.
Bed is so spooky. It's just that like single solitary guitar note.
Boing.
Yeah. It's just a guy, a little cosmic guy on the studio visuals. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Second link of the night. Let's see if we remember to tell listeners what we've actually played.
Let's see if we can do this. Do you want to do the first song? We open with, or are we going to discount?
Yeah, no, we'll go with the first one. Yeah. So we did actually open with Free. I'm a Mover from their album Tons of, I guess it's written sobs, but it could be SOBs. It's supposed to be like that. Released 1969 on Island, which is good because it kind of bookends that little set. They were all teenagers when it was recorded and released. The youngest was, I think, 16.
Whoa.
I know. Which you're like, that's insane.
That was a lot more common, I guess, back then.
Yeah, it said that Chris Blackwell wanted the recording to be super raw, so he sent them to a basic studio and gave the producers £600. It's like, you know, this is what you got to do, make it happen. That's what we open with. I'm going to send them one out to the Dolly Falls. So I got to see them on Wednesday. Yes, went to the gig on Wednesday. It's all such a blur. That was on a three-band lineup at Sydney Matilda. The openers were sort of three-piece power trio punk band. Were really good. His name escaped me. Pursuivers, I think. With some unexpected covers, including sort of two Prodigy cuts. they finished with a Killing in the Name, which is nice to see. Well, it was all really nice to see some sort of young people in bands sort of giving it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they had a really good turnout as well. And then the headliners were Rust from Barnsley, who were kind of, yeah, five-piece. But all of the band looked like they're in different bands. So the bass player, it almost like a Hofner bass or maybe Rickenback, some sort of that kind of design. But he looked like he could be in Adam and the Ants. And, yeah, the cover versions they did were quite...
Yeah, the gold string jacket.
Yeah, he kind of like a frilly shirt, and he didn't play with a pick. He sort of did some weird sort of finger picking on his bass, which I've not seen before. But he did have a necklace on that had a gold finger pick, so that was strange. It was really good. They did cover the Green Jelly, Three Little Pigs. That was good. Anyway, that was the first song. What else have we had in that set? I've almost talked over the entire bed, haven't I?
That's fine. That's good. This is what you're here for.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's why we pay the big bucks. Yeah, so that's what do we start with? Oh yeah, it was the Dolly Parton remix, Jolene. You'll know Jolene, of course. That was the Todd Terjee remix. Inspector Norse himself, that was originally given away for free, I think, back in 2015 or something, but it has now been given a little cheeky bootleg release on 45, so you can pick that up, and it's backed with the original. Comes on like a nice fake RCA label. I assume it's fake.
Oh, so it's got... are they all sold out now?
No, you can, I think you still pick it up.
Because I would quite like the original, just like I played it at 33.
Yeah, I was wondering whether you could do the same with that one or not. Maybe you can.
I'm going to have to buy it, listeners.
Time will tell, we'll find out. After that, you heard some Northern Soul with the originals, with that track with Suspicion. They were a five-man soul group on Motown in the mid-60s to mid-70s, I think, used extensively for their backing vocals on loads of their label recordings. This one was one of their unreleased tracks that was uncovered in a sort of pile of acetates in the 90s somewhere. I think, according to... Is it Soulstrut? Soul Source?
Yes.
Nerd's website about Northern Soul. They said it turned up in some sort of boot of a Ford Escort or something, like a stack of acetates in somewhere in the north of England.
Brilliant.
Weird story. Anyway, one of those legend has its stories. But yeah, that one written by the Holland Dozier Holland Partnership. But one of those classic Motown songs you like, these never got released. It's like someone turned these down.
Yeah, that's bonkers.
That's how much good stuff they were churning out.
Yeah.
Could afford to just give these and go up. Sorry,
No, more to do. Yes, we then had Rob with more from the Funky Rob Way reissue compilation. Rob, the king of not really have many lyrics, just going on a groove, I think we could say. Shout out to Philly B, that was in his Afro Beats mix for Beats and Breaks fam. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. That's been the soundtrack for the last 3 weeks, just all the time. And then we finished with the original version from 1967 or 8, Bob Marley and the Wailers' Stir It Up, which was then re-recorded for Catch a Fire. And then Chris Blackwell added some more stuff to make the sound more appealing for the UK market. So there's three versions of that.
Yeah, that's the original. Catch a Fire is the one I found, copy of Catch a Fire the other week.
Ooh, nice.
Anyway.
Yes, we're now going to play some music out of Sheffield Crooked Man with Coming Up For Air.
Above in the light where the air pure and clean. This, then, is stereophonic sound. Sound sculptured in space. This, then, is stereophonic sound. Sound sculpture in space. Listeners, it's still the night train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Hour one, nearly a thing of the past.
I told you it was a deep show tonight.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Those like some deep cuts for hour one.
Yeah, it's only going deeper as well.
Perfect. If that's what you're into, stick around. Hour and a bit to go. Okay, what did we have there? Right, kicked off with Crooked Man coming up for air from 2014. Crooked Man was, still is, Parrott, famous for being of the Sheffield music scene, mentioned that recently I've been reading a lot about, well, I finished the book actually, it reminds me.
Have you got it? You're going to produce it?
I am, which doesn't really work on an audio format, but here it is.
You can describe it. It's yellowy gold.
Yeah, got big words on the cover.
Hardback.
Yep. Groovy, Laid Back and Nasty, A History of Independent Music in Sheffield by Daniel Dillon Ray. There you go. Available from all good bookshops and probably some terrible ones. Well worth a read, which is why I'm giving it to you.
Thank you very much.
Read that, enjoy it, and then... Listeners, if there's anyone who wants it after him, just drop us a message and we'll get it sent in the post. So it's all about Sheffield music from, I guess, 1950 onwards. Some good bits in there, including mentions of your brother's old next-door neighbours, the place of business where I used to work, and some other choice cuts and whatnot. So that was Crooked Man coming up for air. Then went to a Sheffield adjacent track because it was on Warp, LFO with track 4, a Warp classic of the bleeps and bass genre, I guess, or like what people are calling it. It's quite fun. It does sound a lot like LFO, which I heard today in the car, I think, or maybe yesterday or today. Yeah. It just sounds so good. I want to turn it up and any rig.
Never get tired of it, do you?
Absolutely not. Not too sure. I think that one's from quite early on. I'm going to guess 89. Should we Google it and see? That doesn't help me at all. 1990, apparently, from the album LFO. So there's a big bit, in, as you'd expect. It breaks down into decades. It's got some extensive bits about Warp and what it came out of and all the rest of it. I thoroughly recommend it. Like I said, if that tickles your fancy, get in touch and wait a while.
You could be on it next.
Yeah.
That's it. After that, we moved to some Low End Activist, brand new release on the Italian label XCPT. The EP or collection of tracks is called JH Versions. That track was Sapphire. Low End Activist, Berlin, Bristol based, I think. Dawn of all things bassy, hence his name. It's kind of fusing. He says like 94, 96 jungle influence with sort of like film noir, jazz, ambient stuff.
Quite prolific as well, but we've played a few cuts before. Strange, I think some stuff came out on Cranky or maybe Peak Oil, which is something to do
yes,
with
Peak Oil, yeah.
Well worth checking out that name. Then we finished up with a track called Sculpture by Scalpel from on Ninja Tune in 2006, I think. Picking that because I went to watch a band, a performance, a thing, by Scalpel, who were not that band, but that's what I wanted to get in there. It was absolutely bonkers. Shout out to everyone at Real Steel Cinema. I was only able to stay for the first two acts. The first one was Real Steel Cinema doing a soundtrack DJ set with live VHS mixing on the projector. Perfect. Which was absolutely crackers. Super low budget, fuzzy visuals, and then Sculpture with the band that came on afterwards. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have to talk about them in after this next cut.
We've got plenty of time after this.
Because I'm going to need a run up to talk about it, and there's too much to hustle it into 30 seconds.
Right, so as it's the top of the hour, that means we're going to roll the disco mix out and we'll be back shortly. Come back to me.
to me.